After learning of the program that we're going to talk about this next hour of the show, my hope is that it will spring up all over the state of Wisconsin. It's the Girls Rock Camp Madison, and it exists for 8 to 18-year-old girls to learn guitar, drums, keyboards, bass, and vocals to support a culture of positive self-esteem and collaboration among girls while building community through music. The instructors develop the potential of every young woman to be a strong and talented, creative, and empowered individual, while also providing a space, and a safe space, that is, where all girls rock. Joining us in our studios in downtown Milwaukee today, we have three guests, and they're all very involved in this camp. Beth Kiley? Killey. I got it wrong. It's Beth Killey is with us, and Beth is a Wisconsin musician. She's been on the music scene since the year 2000, and Beth Killey is a 15-time Madison Area Music Award winner. She fronted the Madison-based rock band Clear Blue Betty from 2002 to 2008. She's working right now as a solo artist, and she works to support the Wisconsin music scene through activities like leading the Madison Chick Singer Night, coordinating the Madison chapter of the Nashville Songwriters Association, and sitting on the board of directors of the Madison Area Music Association. And Beth Killey, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
This is just a terrific idea for a program. We were all so excited about it here. We wished we were 8 years old again, or we're ready to join your adult group at some point.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have ladies rock camps. So
I know.
We accept people all the way from 19 to 190, so there's no excuses.
That's great. Also joining us in our studios, Sarah Corbin and Frances Bartoluti, and both girls have been with the program since the beginning of it. Sarah is an accomplished singer, playing guitar and drums as well. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 13.
You're 13. So you've been doing this since you were very young.
Yeah, I think my first performance was when I was 9.
Oh, great. We'll be looking forward to hearing you sing and talking about your experience. And Frances is an electric guitarist, and Frances brought her guitar in the studio, and she's also
a huge
Beatles fan, I understand.
Yep.
So we'll look forward to hearing. How old are you?
I'm 12. I'm going to be 13 on the 22nd.
And you've been doing the program for how long?
I started in 2010, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us. So this idea started in Portland, Oregon,
yes.
I heard, and then it sprang up, and it's all over the United States and some foreign countries?
That's correct. Yep, I just attended the Girls Rock Camp Alliance meeting back in March, along with Hallie Paulet, who is the camp director for Girls Rock Camp Madison. And there were 109 women in attendance from camps all around the country, and a couple from Sweden, some from England. So this is a movement that's worldwide and spreading.
It's wonderful. And you don't have to be a guitarist or a vocalist when you walk in the door,
That's
do you?
Correct, actually. We just finished our first session of summer camp this Sunday, actually. We had our showcase yesterday, and we had 40 girls come to camp. Several of them that had some experience on their instrument, but some of them picked up a guitar for the first time on Monday morning, or sat at a drum kit for the first time on Monday morning, or picked up the bass for the first time on Monday. And by Sunday night, they were standing up with their bandmates with a song that they wrote, playing and rocking out to a full house of people. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing.
Do you get to choose what you want to play?
Yes, we have everyone select their first and second choice, because a lot of the girls, I think, because they're somewhat intimidated by picking up a instrument for the first time, will choose vocals because it's not quite as intimidating. Most people are like, well, I think I can sing. But we can only have so many singers because we need to kind of fill out the band. So sometimes a kid will get their second choice, either a guitar or keyboard tend to be second choices.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you get to choose, like Frances, being the guitar goddess that she is, tends to come to camp choosing guitar, and she's been a guitar player for the last 2 years for us. And
Yeah,
it's fun. We just try to teach them it's not rocket science, it's rock and roll.
Francis, did you have to be persuaded to do this camp, or were you just itching to go?
I was ready. I saw the documentary a couple years back with my two friends, and ever since then, I really wanted to do it. And so, 2010, my mom signed me up. I was thrilled.
You sound like you might be the kind of person who wants to pursue this whole area in some way.
I do. I've been exploring being a solo artist, but I really have been enjoying music and playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you're a singer.
Yes, I am.
And you play an instrument as well, or do you concentrate on vocals?
I play guitar, but my main instrument is my voice, so I definitely focus on my voice more.
And tell me what the experience has been. You've done this for a while. You walk in day one, and what happens?
Well, you're a little overwhelmed because there's a bunch of screaming teenage and 9-year-olds, eight to 18. And so first you're a little overwhelmed, and then everyone is so welcoming to you that after 10 minutes you're already best friends with almost all of the girls. So yeah, that's definitely first when you walk in the door at first.
There is something about performing that requires you to get outside yourself. And I learned how to play the piano, but to this day, and I'm old now, I only play for myself because I'm afraid to play for anybody else or even to sing for anybody else. It's a very private affair. But the idea that you get together with other people and you perform at the end of the week and you're not afraid of performing, it must boost your self-esteem enormously to do this, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, totally. If I hadn't done Girls Rock Camp, I would probably still be in my room, nervous to even talk to Beth. Beth would. Beth is like my idol. So.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And Frances, how about you?
Well, my first experience was really welcoming. I walked in and there was all these girls. Some of them were my age, some of them were younger, and some of them were older. And the counselors gave me my name tag and told me to mingle. And soon enough, I was friends with a lot of people. Some of them I still know today.
Yeah. And Beth Kelly, what about you? Did you start playing when you were young? Did you have any fear of being a performer?
Well, I actually took piano lessons when I was 4, but just for a couple of years, and then that dropped off. And I was a clarinet and saxophone player in middle school and high school, and was in the marching band with my clarinet in college. And but after I graduated, I realized I didn't really have anything musical going on in my life, and I just felt really like something was missing. So I picked up the guitar. So I didn't pick it up until I was probably 24. But having the background of the other instruments, I was able to learn it fairly quickly and really wanted to write songs. I came from a very musical family. My mom's a singer and a poet, so she's got that creative side. And my dad played multiple instruments growing up, so there's always music in my household. And so I just had this drive to write, and I joined a songwriting group in my area and just learned a ton and surrounded myself with really supportive people. And next thing I knew, I was fronting a rock band and playing all over the place in Wisconsin. And but the thought of just bringing this to the kids and showing them, like, you can do this when you're young and you don't have to be able to read music to play rock music, I think it just sort of it demystifies it for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you said something interesting before, though, about just playing just strictly for yourself. And I think a lot of people are that way. But when you stand up on stage with 3 or 4 other people, your bandmates, there's something very
comforting.
Yeah, it's very comforting. Great word, Frances. Mm. You get in the flow with these people. You kind of get in a groove and you feel like you're part of something bigger than just you and your instrument. It's a whole creative endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rewarding. And it's wonderful to see these kids up there. And I tell you, last night, Sunday, we had our showcase with all of the kids from the whole week of camp. And I was standing up leading the camp song, playing my guitar. And I had 40 girls behind me all singing. And I just thought, you know, this is what it's all about. It was absolutely fantastic.
And I'm sure it's not all smooth sailing. No good things ever are. That you probably have, you know, some disagreements about who's going to sing and who's going to play what and whether or not you like this song or you don't like this song and who plays a solo part of the song. That's all part of the experience, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a lot of disagreements, but at the end of the day, we all know what we should do and whose idea is, I guess the one to go with. I don't want to say better, but a word like better.
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes the harder the path to get there, the more rewarding it is when you get to the end.
Yeah.
So there's a fair amount of drama, but I think teaching everyone to overcome that and then to just get up there and support each other and we try to teach as we go through the week that there's no such thing as a bad idea. We do a lot of brainstorming in the songwriting process. I know one band this week said they banished the word no from the vocabulary of the band. They said, I like that idea, and so if they wanted to build on somebody's idea, they could do it that way. Mm-hmm. So we just really try to teach all that collaboration. But you know what? It's not unique to Girls Rock Camp. I have been in bands for years and worked with other musicians, and there's drama at all ages.
Sure.
And, you know, just learning to work through that and get up and triumph at the end of the week on stage is what it's all about.
Yeah. And what about women in this whole field? There have been a whole lot of breakthroughs, I know, but is it still a field that's dominated by men?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned in when you were reading my bio about having Chick Singer Night. That's another event that's all over the place. But I hear people jokingly say, oh, when are you going to have Dude Singer Night? And I say, you know, I love guys, but Dude Singer Night is every night of the week. If you open up the newspaper and you look at the list of bands playing and you try to pick out how many of them are female-fronted or have female musicians, there's not that many.
Mm. Why? Yeah. Why?
I don't know, but we're trying to change that. And our staff at the camp is entirely female. All of the women, or all of the instructors on instruments, guitar, bass, drums, they're all female. And we're just trying to show these girls, you don't have to just stand up in front of the band and look pretty and sing. You know, if that's what makes you happy, that's great. But if you prefer to rock out on guitar like Frances, you've got role models now at this camp that you can look up to that are doing the same thing that you're doing, and they're doing it well. I have absolutely nothing against guy musicians, but I just want to show these girls that...
You don't have to be a man to rock.
Amen.
Yeah. And there's so much talent with the ladies, too, because people think, like, a lot of things are so male-dominated that it's like, why can't we do it as well? And we can do it just as well. And
Yeah, of course you could do it just as well.
Yeah.
Do you have performers who some of us may know? Although my era of music is, I'm sorry, George Gershwin, so I'm way out of it. I was born in the wrong era. But are there musicians now who the audience would know that are women who you listen to and particularly admire, Frances?
Well, I particularly admire Beth over here.
Oh,
she's my rock idol when I heard her play in 2010. When we were eating lunch, she and her band stood up there and rocked out, and I'm like, that is my woman idol.
She's definitely someone that me and Frances both aspire to be.
Okay, now who else, ladies, who's embarrassing me?
Yeah.
Frances?
Sarah?
Do you mean like in the Madison area or just in general?
In the world.
In the world. Well, I always say this when people ask me, but Sarah Bareilles is one of my all-time, she's like a music goddess to me. And so, and definitely Adele as well.
Oh.
So.
Sarah, who is it? I don't even know who that is. I'm sorry.
Her name's Sarah Bareilles.
Bareilles, and she's a vocalist?
Yes, and she plays the keys, and she plays piano and guitar, and I'm sure bass, and she just has a lot of talent. She's one of those people. She's one of those women that just can play everything.
Mm. So. Amazing songwriter too.
Oh yes,
I kind of like Adele. Like, I'm not really into really modern, well-known music. A lot of the bands I listen to are like nobody knows. I mean, if I walk up to school and say, "Hey, I listen to Blind Pilot," nobody's like, oh, yeah, I like those people, too. They're like, So I have to say, I kind of like Adele, if you're looking for a well-known artist, because she's a really powerful woman, and she's got a really nice voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's one thing that we try to teach at camp, too, is that there's all styles of music. We have performers come in at noon every day, and we have local female-fronted acts come and perform. And this year, the band on Monday was a klezmer band, and then we had a folk artist on Tuesday, and we had a punk all-girls punk band on Wednesday, and Thursday we had a sort of a acapella. Well, it wasn't acapella; it was an acoustic.
I remember last year it was like an acapella group where everybody was like there was. They'd go like...
They're doing the beatboxing and yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it was Midnight Voices.
Yes, actually.
Oh, yeah. Midnight Voices. And then they did Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of styles of music. So Frances, I just wanted to build on that, what you were saying about the bands that you listen to may not be as well known, but we're also trying to teach kids that, well, maybe you don't like that music on the radio, but you know what? There's this whole other world of all these other styles of music.
A lot of music.
I was born into that world. My parents listened to some unknown stuff, and so... I was born into that world of unknown music.
Yeah. Well, Rhonda Fanning says she loves Blind Pilot. You got a fan with her. You two can rock out when the show is over. You can rock out. Why don't you play? You brought your guitar, and I'd love to hear you play. Not too many people come here and bring a guitar. Yep. So let's hear Frances play a little something. And we welcome phone calls, too. If you have questions about this program, and maybe you know of it in other parts of the country, but it really should be in so many places in Wisconsin, don't you think? We have three of the two participants and the music director of the Girls Rock Camp, Madison. And Frances, do you want to set this up for us, or you just want to play?
I'm going to probably just play.
All right.
This is a song I wrote myself. I played it with two of my other friends in our school talent show, and it's called Blue. All the time I waited for you, I've called your name for an hour or two. It makes no difference what I do. You're gone with her, and now I'm blue. Could catch a break, can't leave you alone. You are a gem and I'm a stone. It makes no difference what I am. I can't have you, no I can't. Still I'm blue.
Combination, isn't it? Because the lyrics of what you were, obviously lyrics are very important to you, and I worry about lyrics sometimes because I think that they're crucial to songs, but all the elements that make up what you do, they're so important, aren't they? All elements of it.
Everything.
Do you like to write songs?
Well, it's kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Like, when I'm in the shower, I kind of write songs. I mean, the expression, oh, I sing in the shower, well, I really do sing in the shower.
Right.
So... I kind of, like, I think of something, and then I write it down. It could be just an idea or a phrase. Like, my dad, my grandma made pork for me and my dad was like, why aren't we eating this pork yet? I'm like, we were promised pork. And so I wrote that down. I was thinking of making a song about that.
Frances, did you write before the first Girls Rock Camp you came to? I don't remember being a songwriter.
I think it was just kind of, like, spur-of-the-moment, short, five-second song type thing.
Oh, okay. So, like, full songs. Because that was great. And I loved that line, you are a gem and I'm a stone.
Yeah, that's that stood out for me, too.
Well, shout out to my language arts teacher, Miss Smith. I'm what I am at writing because of her.
Hey, it all
Here's
works
to
together.
Teachers. Hey. Good Woo. Teachers. Yeah. Righto.
Especially language arts teachers.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to hear Sarah sing in just a moment. We need to pause. Yeah. And we also want to invite the audience to join the conversation. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Beth Kelly is with us, Wisconsin musician. We need to hear you sing a little bit. Will you do that sometime during the? Think about it. You don't have to. I don't want to put you on the spot. Yeah. But she's musical director of the Girls Rock Camp Madison, and she is a musician who has performed all over the place. And also joining us in our studio, Sarah Corbin, who is a Madison participant in Girls Rock. She's a singer. We'll hear her sing after we pause for just a moment. And Frances Bartoluti is obviously an accomplished performer and a Girls Rock Camp Madison participant. Our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. And we also want to let you know that we have a link for Girls Rock Camp on our Facebook page, which is the Kathleen Dunn Show, so you can go there and get more information and hear the performers and sign up and all of that. All right. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Sarah Corbin performing, and she is one of the musicians joining us in our studio. She's a Girls Rock Camp Madison participant and has, I like your voice. It's just very, you've got something that's unique. You've got,
what do you call that?
You would know as singers. It's got a...
She's got the it factor.
Is that what you...
She's going to stop it, you.
Yeah. No, it's very, it's distinctive. It's very present. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Our phone number, too. Let me, join us, everybody. I think this is a really terrific program, and it'd be great to hear from you. Maybe some former participants, or what about this idea of a rock camp for girls? It's a good idea. Join us. If not, we'll just talk. That's
Come
fine.
On, we don't bite.
No, they sure don't. Our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. I want to talk about the variety of music because there are different kinds of rock, of course. There, you know, there's stuff that's heavy metal kind of rock. There's Beatles kind of rock. There's
punk
rock. Do you explore all of these, and do you find that, I'm trying to get a sense of what people like right now, is there a certain kind of a music experience that speaks more to your generation than it would even to Beth's generation? Or not? Is it all?
Yeah, there's a lot of influences, because I remember last year in, I think it was songwriting, she played a bunch of different music, and each one was highlighting how powerful it was, even though it was all different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played Beatles, I think they did Florence and the Machines.
Yeah.
They just had a lot of stuff, and each one of them was powerful, even though each one was different.
Hmm. Sarah?
Yeah, I think that there's so many varieties, and this generation is open to so many. I mean, there's the newer, more famous music, but I think our parents have a big influence. Your family has a lot of influence on what style of music you're into. And so, I mean, I guess it really depends on what you've grown up listening to. So
yeah, the music has changed so much too in terms of the way it's delivered. I mean, so many people find bands on YouTube and through iTunes.
Online.
And
nobody buys a CD anymore.
Yeah. So there's the number of genres and subgenres of music that people can listen to. It's ridiculous. I mean, I know sometimes if you're a musician, you upload your song to a website, they'll ask you to categorize it. And there's literally, 100 different subcategories that you can put your song into. And I just think, that's a lot of variety in music. So,
right. Yeah.
So that's great because, I don't know anybody who listens to only one type of music. Depending on your mood, you might choose one over the other.
Classical rock, if I'm angry, punk rock. And I remember being, my parents really did influence a lot of the music I listened to. I remember when I was 5, going somewhere, I was in the car, my dad would be playing Green Day.
Yeah.
So, really, it depends.
All you had to do was say, don't be afraid of us, and the lines went nuts. So we have a lot of people who want to talk now. 800-486-8655 is our number. Michael in Appleton, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Michael?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I just thought I would mention that the Runaways were an important influence on girls' rock music.
Absolutely.
And when I was young, people used to make fun of them, and I was probably among those people. And I accidentally got to see Joan Jett play. She was the warm-up band for another group, and she just blew me away.
She is a force of nature.
She really is.
And I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, can you tell us a little more about the Runaways?
I would suggest you rent the movie, The Runaways.
Okay.
And that would tell you everything you need to know. I'm older now, but when I was in my high school days, they were, considered to be a joke. But looking back in retrospect, they were, laying the groundwork for girls rock.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely. What I find interesting about that is I watched that movie just a couple months back, and you just kind of see all the things that they went through, and it's interesting you say that you might have been one of the people laughing at them, because nowadays, it's not quite as novel to see an all-girl band, but back then it was just, unheard of.
Yeah.
So they were pioneers in a sense, and it has come a long way, but it still has a long way to go.
Hmm.
Yeah, Joan Jett is very inspiring.
Paving the way.
So it's a film we need to see, too, The Runaways.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michael, for the call. Trista in Eagle River. Hi, Trista.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I had a couple of questions for you. We have two daughters that are very musical, and they're listening to this program right now and are wondering, how are your bands or groups formed when you get to camp? And then I am wondering about the cost of the camp and whether there are scholarships available.
Ah, great questions. Well, first, to answer the first question, before the kids arrive, we have their applications. They tell us a lot about themselves, about their experience level. Obviously, we know their ages, what instrument they are interested in playing. And
how long they've been playing, if they've been playing outside like me.
Yep, exactly. So we put them in bands based on that information before they arrive at camp. And then when they get to camp, we announce, here's your band. Now, there are some kids who come to camp and they say, we really want to be in a band with these other kids. For whatever reason, they're great friends. And we accommodate that as much as possible. And I think in the past 3 years, we've been able to make accommodations for all of those kids that wanted to be in bands together. I know some camps, like the Chicago camp, they let the kids do it themselves, but that just seems like it might be a little bit of pandemonium to us. So, but we do, being a rock and roll camp, though, we make adjustments if a kid's really not happy with what instrument they got. Or I know one year we had a girl who really wanted to play her flute. We let her play her flute. It's just about making music and making people happy. And now I've already forgotten. Scholarships. Yes. The cost of the camp for the week-long camp is $400, but we solicit sponsorships for campers who need financial aid very aggressively, and we do not turn any campers away, no matter what, because it shouldn't be about money, but we obviously have a lot of costs. We have a ton of gear. It's always breaking PA equipment. PA systems, guitars, amps. This is all very expensive stuff. It's not like we're just buying pencils and paper for a camp or art supplies. I mean, this is all very heavy stuff. And we also, we're one of a handful of camps across the country that actually pays our staff. We believe in that very strongly because we are supporting these female musicians who many of them do it full time. And I think it's affects the quality of the programming that we can provide at our camp and the skill level and the teaching that, that we can provide when we actually can pay these women the what they deserve.
Yeah. It should be that way in the arts. Too frequently, it's you're getting just barely enough money to scrape by.
Yep.
Or people will say, oh, will you come and play for us? You know, never, excuse me, you got a fee for this.
Yep.
It's what I do. It's my work.
Exactly.
Energy bill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Does that answer your questions, Trista?
Yeah, yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
Great
thank
program.
You. Any possibility of this springing up in other cities? Milwaukee could use a program.
Yeah, we were just having that conversation when we walked down the street here.
I asked, do you think that Girls Rock Camp is going to start a branch in Milwaukee? And
I said, that's a great idea, but I'm not the woman to start it.
Yeah.
I got my hands full of Madison, but I would be more than happy to help out anyone if they needed advice. And actually, there is a whole Girls Rock Camp Alliance that the women around the country who are running these camps meet up once a year and share ideas. And, when I went there the first year, we were just getting started, and we took advice from all these other wonderful camps, and everyone's just incredibly supportive. I mean, it's a huge movement, and everybody gets it that's involved. They are doing it for the right reasons, and they're happy to give advice to anybody who
good.
Would want to get this
all
started.
All right, well, I hope so. I hope one starts here. It would be good for the city to have one.
Yeah.
Why rock? Why not Gershwin? Why not Broadway show tunes? Why not marching band music that you played? Why rock?
Well, I think it's because rock is kind of like the new thing. I mean, marching band music and Gershwin, well, they're all pretty, not really outdated, but some people kind of find them uneventful. Rock, on the other hand, is energetic. It gives you energy. You get pumped.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably going to be made fun of when we leave here by these two, but I like Broadway music.
Well, it is.
And, you know,
very joyful.
All those different styles of music inform all other styles of music. I mean, I've spent a fair amount of time in Nashville, and I always think it's entertaining to see these, like, you know, country bumpkin writers that are running rapper drum loops in the background to kind of inspire them to write new grooves to their country songs. So, I mean, and I know a lot of those writers that were influenced by the Broadway writers. So all genres of music inform other genres of music. And I think I, in particular, just like rock. So.
Yeah.
And I think, too, because you, anywhere, like in Madison, you can go to, you can be in a musical, but there's really, there's no rock musicals.
Right.
Well, there
no.
is, but.
Green Day. American Idiot.
Right. But, I mean, that's only one. Where else, that they might not have that in your town. Like, where else are you going
to
do it?
You're right. Right. Where would you go?
Yeah.
You're right. So now you have a place to do this.
Yeah.
Lori in Madison. Hi, Lori.
Hi. If a girl has an interest in attending but has had no experience with an instrument but maybe wants to be a lead singer, can she attend this camp?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She really can. I know people who have gone into Girls Rock Camp without ever picking up an instrument. And let me tell you, Girls Rock Camp is the place to pick up an instrument. It is a great place with all supporting female women who really will help you throughout everything. And vocals, too. We got some great vocal coaches.
Yeah, we actually consider vocals an instrument at camp.
Yeah.
We have
sure it
great
is.
Vocal instructors.
Sure it is.
And for some girls, that is their instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. We have the, you know, the bass, the drums, guitar, keys, and then vocals is our fifth instrument.
Yeah. So the only they learn there
yes,
as well?
They go to voice lessons, just like a kid would go to guitar lessons. They go to vocal lessons. Mm-hmm. They learn how to use
vocal
that
coaches.
Instrument. Yep, they learn how to strengthen their instrument, how to use it properly so as not to cause harm, because a lot of singers can run into troubles if they don't learn the proper technique. And they also learn, you know, the song that they're writing. They learn how to perform that song up on stage. They learn how to sing into a microphone. It's all that's all part of the camp.
I know you may have said this already, but is this overnight?
No, it's just a day camp.
It's a day camp.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah. Lines are open now if you'd like to join the conversation. The Girls Rock Camp Madison is what we're talking about this hour. Our number is 800-486-8655. Two of the participants in the camp are with us, and also the musical director of the camp, who has a Madison-based rock band, Clear. I love the name of your band, Clear Blue Betty. I just love that. Who came up with that?
Betty was my grandmother, and she was a poet.
Oh, Betty.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good story.
Yes, and she passed that poetic gene on to my mother, and as a songwriter, I feel like I'm upholding the family tradition. But yeah, she died right before I was born, so I never got to meet her. But I've always felt connected to her just through that artistic endeavor of the songwriting. And so, yeah, I just wanted to pay homage to her with the band name. The Clear Blue part was kind of random. Our band manager, before we even had our first gig, we had a manager. We didn't really know what we were doing, but she got us a gig, and the organizers were calling her. She couldn't reach any of us, and she's like, well, I knew you wanted Betty, and I saw this list of all the names you were contemplating, and I just kind of chose Clear Blue Betty, and we were like, oh, really? And then it grew on us, so we liked the Betty part always, though.
Nice. Nina in Trumbull. Hi, Nina.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I used to actually share a home with Sarah, and she is a wonderful visual artist as well.
Oh,
well, thank you. Hi. That was surprising to hear your voice, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I know this person.
Well, that's what when I heard that this show was going to be on, I thought, oh, yeah, I know somebody who went to that camp, and now here you are in the air.
Yeah.
And it was just a delight to live with Sarah, and her father did play all different kinds of music. I was also introduced to lots of music through Sarah's father, whose name is Apple. And I've just always loved women bands. I grew up, you know, listening to Pat Benatar and the Go-Go's and Eurythmics and stuff like that. And I once heard Michael Perry make a comment on his show, Ten Show Radio, where he said that he made sure that his daughters got guitar lessons and learned guitar, because girls who knew how to play guitar were much less likely to suffer fools.
No doubt about that.
But I have a question. I have a little boy who his name's Robin, and he would love to do something like this. Is there anything like this available for boys?
Well, at the Madison Music Foundry, there is something called a rock workshop that I did last year, and it's not exactly like Girls Rock Camp, and you have to have already known an instrument or you can sing, and I think you have to be in middle school or high school to do that. And I'm pretty sure Robin is pretty young, right?
Yeah, and he loves music, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know.
Well, I honestly think there should be boys' rock camp, but I'm just not going to run it.
running boys' rock
but
camp.
Yeah, I do think that there are a lot of opportunities for guys to get involved with music. And I think they just gravitate toward it. They get into their niche with the lessons, and they find other guys that they can play with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like I said, I think there should be a boys' rock camp, but that's just not on my...
Yeah, somebody else can do that.
Exactly.
Somebody should do that. Maybe you should start one, Nina. You could start a boys' rock camp.
Yeah.
Why not? We are going to pause for just a moment, and we'll return. We're going to hear, as we're coming out of our pause... Pink and Orange, the band Pink and Orange.
Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, they know.
Dance,
funky.
Dance, get funky, get funky.
There you go.
Get funky.
It's so catchy.
Oh, right. I can tell.
You really want to dance to it.
We'll get to hear a little bit of that, and we'll take more phone calls, too. Nina, thanks for your call. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. Our email, if you want to use that, is talk@wpr.org. And just a reminder that the Facebook page, the Kathleen Dunn Show, has links to the Girls Rock Camp, all the information about registration. For those of you who are adults and you are tempted to do this, and I know many are, Rhonda needs to do this. We need to get Rhonda signed up for the rock camp and for adults in Madison. She would love it. I would too. Everybody would. It sounds fun. So we'll take more of your phone calls in a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dance, dance, get funky, get funky. Dance, 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 get funky. just a move and hit the floor. Show me what you got. And dance, 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 get funky, get funky. Dance, 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 get funky, get funky. Dance.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, huh?
That is so fun. Oh, can I just say, that was my band, the first camp that we had, the first camp we ever had in Madison. I got to be the band coach for that band, which meant that I got to sit in with them and help them write their song. Although I sort of put help in quotes because they came back on, so Monday we got together and we were brainstorming different ideas of things we could do. And on Tuesday, before we even got to band practice, they came up to me and they're like, we've got our song! And I was like, what? You guys just met yesterday. What do you mean you've got a song? And so they start singing, dance, 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 get funky. And it sort of became the theme song for the camp.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. They
Everybody
were so
was
high
it.
Energy.
Yeah, all the
I
girls
was in a different band and we were singing
I
it.
I know. But yeah. I will say this. Those girls, every single one of them, except for the keyboard player, picked up their instrument for the first time
Isn't
on Monday.
Isn't that something?
At the camp. Mm-hmm. And a drummer, Evelyn, is a mad woman. And she was a camper who...
She's actually in my band.
You know, you just looked at her and you're like, wow. I said to her the first day, I said, I'm like, Ev, how long have you been playing drums? She's like, she looks at her watch, about 45 minutes. I was like, that's crazy. And so she's gone on to play drums in at the middle school where she's at. And
wonderful.
And has just really blossomed with it. It's fantastic.
Wonderful. I'll bet you have a lot of stories of people blossoming too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got us such a great personality too, because I remember it was during lunch and she ate something and she said, oh my gosh, this tastes like sad, and everyone cracked up because it was so funny.
That's so cute. That's it's good. A riot working with you.
Rose in Chatsfield, Minnesota. Hi, Rose.
Hark, your little larks. Wow and wow and wow. It's so great. I'm old enough to be your great-grandmother. I belong to a show tune choir in Rushford, and I go to these old-time dances. And one of my favorite bands is the Rhythm Playboys from Wisconsin.
Cool.
And I always ask them to play Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I have about 100 scarves, because there's never enough guys to dance with, so I always dance. I swing my scarf. I also have a tambourine. I just brought a tambourine and started. So I play my tambourine with this band. And sometimes I force myself on the stage and make them let me sing with them.
Oh, you have to come to Ladies Rock Camp.
I want to do. I want to come to your camp. Your energy is so fabulous. The director of my show tune choir, she's head of a theater at St. Mary's University, and she said that all the music is written for male voices. I believe that.
Yes, I believe it too. Yeah.
So I think it's just great, your energy. I just think it's wonderful, and thank you for letting me chat with you.
You know, Rose, I think you've got pretty great energy too.
Oh, you're
too.
So
fabulous. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
From Duluth said that he could listen to you read a telephone directory. I agree with you. You're so fabulous. Thank you.
Rose, and Rose would love to go to that
Ladies Rock Camp. Yes.
When is that?
Our next Ladies Rock Camp is October 19th through the 21st. Now, Ladies Rock Camp is compressed. It's just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And here's the thing. We have a hard time getting women to take time off for themselves.
Right.
You know, a lot of them are moms with busy day jobs. Just getting them... And a lot of them come and they say, you know, it's just been on my bucket list to be a drummer just once on the stage. Or, you know, I used to write or I used to play when I was a kid and I lost it all these years and now I just want to come back and see if I can't get started up again. And
oh, it's a great idea.
It's incredible.
Wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us a sample. You don't have to sing for us, but I'm interested in the kind of material that you give us when you perform, too.
I call my music acoustic rock or Americana rock.
Classical rock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say I've been influenced by country music, but I grew up in northern Wisconsin, so I can't sing with a twang to save my life. So, and it's not really pop country what I write it, but I've definitely been influenced by a lot of rock music. So that's why I'd put it. But I play acoustic guitar and sing.
And you write anything?
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while I'll play some cover tunes, but I've written probably close to 500 songs.
Wow.
So I've I had a baby about a year and a half ago.
Oh, so congratulations.
Thank you. He's my inspiration, but he also takes a lot of the time that I used to spend writing songs. But it's a very beautiful thing. So fortunately, I logged a lot of tunes before I had him, and I'm sure I'll get back to writing prolifically again someday, but just been busy enjoying motherhood. And
do you sing to him?
Absolutely. And he loves music.
Little Gus.
Mm. Yes.
We see her running around camp going, "Little Gus, little Gus," just singing around.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually is the camp baby.
He is.
He's come to the last two Girls Rock camps.
I remember in the theme song, it said one of the things is, "We like to play with Sunny all day." And Sunny was the camp cat.
Like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. And then last year was a dog. So this year is probably going to be a baby.
Well, actually, Beth wrote a new Girls Rock camp song. So.
You're going to get to learn a new Girls Rock Camp song, Francis.
Woo! Yes.
Nice. Steve in Madison. Hi.
Hi. Hey, I've worked in construction all my life, and when I was in my 20s, usually the radio was the first tool that got plugged in the morning, and we just listened to rock and roll all day. And it's still one of the best ways when I got to get something accomplished. I can put in, choose the right music, and just go with that. But my favorite women musicians are Bonnie Raitt and Emmylou Harris. And,
I love both of them, yeah.
And Patti Smith is great to get some work done by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And coming up, Marcia Ball is going to be in Madison. That's going to be, I'm going to try and catch her.
All right. Thank you very much. Emmylou Harris and Bonnie Raitt, you must like them too, because when you talked about the style you like.
Yes, yeah. Bonnie Raitt's have been a huge influence on me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve, very much for your call. Mike in Milwaukee. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
This conversation reminded me of a concert I had gone to at State Fair. Steve Miller Band was playing, and Steve Miller said he had started an organization to put musical instruments back in schools because of all the funding cuts around the country.
Mm. Awesome.
So he got together with Gibson Guitars, I believe, and they started putting instruments in the schools. And at that time, he had a kid up on stage, maybe 14, 15, that was, he was one of the graduates, and he was playing with Steve Miller and probably a little better guitarist, but... my suggestion is possibly calling him or Gibson Guitars and finding out if they can help with scholarships.
Absolutely. Thank you for that suggestion.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you, Mike. Deborah in Brown Deer. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I can sing the entire album, My Name is Barbara, by Barbara Streisand, just from hearing it when I was a kid. I think from inside my mother's womb. So that Barbra Streisand's another really great female artist. And then Sean Colvin.
Oh, yes.
She'll be at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center. She's amazing. She's just amazing. There was a show on public TV, and I saw it for the second time 2 days ago. It's called One Voice, and it's this high school competition they have in Hawaii. And their language was taken away from them when they were... when the Americans lived there, in the 1930s, I believe. And so now the competition is boys and girls. It's just amazing to watch this, all music, and they get so excited about it. And, it all has to be in Hawaiian language because they've lost their language, and now they're trying to teach this generation about it. But I think music is going to be the key to world peace because it's the only thing that everybody listens to. It's a universal language, and it's the only thing we listen to and all love and don't fight about.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, how true.
It is.
So the camps, tell me one of the camps. We're running out of time. We could talk all day. This is so much fun. The camps, there are more coming up, but they're filled, aren't
they? Yes, our camps are filled for the summer.
I can
but
see
you
why.
Can't, if you go to the website, you can sign up for our mailing list, and then you can find out when the camps will be the following summer. Yeah. And we do offer little workshops throughout the year, so if you want to meet some of the staff.
Good.
We do fundraisers where our staff will perform shows, and a lot of the campers will show up, so you can get to meet some people.
I remember 2 years ago, after my first band, still in 2010, my first Girls Rock Camp band, we were invited to play at the High Noon Saloon again, our one song. And it was a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp.
Yep, we try to get the girls back on stage.
Good. Yeah. That's great. That's great. And you need to get back together 30 years mm-hmm. from now, too.
Yeah.
Or 20 years from yeah. now. You really do, because it'd be interesting to see what happens to everybody. Well, you were fabulous. Thank you all so much. What a great idea. May
thank
it flourish
you.
All over the state and the country. It's really wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Our thanks to Beth Killey. Beth has been on the music scene in Wisconsin for a number of years, and she is a 15-time Madison Area Music Award winner. She is the musical director for the Girls Rock Camp Madison. Sarah Corbin, Girls Rock Camp Madison participant, singer extraordinaire, and Frances Bartoluti, who is a guitar player extraordinaire and songwriter and also a Girls Rock Camp Madison participant. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for thinking of this great show and putting it all together. We'll be with you tomorrow.